Blog Talk Radio.
Now, live from the IMLB home studio, in its seventh season, this is, in much less detail, the podcast, where we cut through the noise and give you your NFL breakdown in much less detail. With your hosts, Jay and Dre.
Well, a good football morning to everybody, and welcome to In Much Less Detail, the podcast. You are listening live on a Sunday morning, October 6th, 2019. I'm Dre, my co-host Jay on the road, not here this week. That's why I'm able to get in here early in the morning and give you a little mini podcast just to inform you of where our pages are located. Of course, same place every week. It's on our blog. In much less detail.blogs.com. That's where you can our picks for week five. I said last week, during last week, we have a show. This without Jay, I knew it was going to be away on Keisha's Wonderful Life. But I decided that it would not be the same without him. So he's on the road. We're on the road doing podcast in a sense. Going along our seventh season, and we're going to take a bit of a rest stop this week. We're not going to have a full show. You know, I figure the whole essence of the show is me and Jason sort of recreating the phone calls that we've had all throughout the years, making football picks every weekend. Every weekend since before high school, where we were growing up in Chicago, Illinois. If you can't tell, we're from Chicago by our Chicago accent. But every weekend, we found time, we carved out time to make these picks every week. We just decided, you know, we love football, we love watching it. Let's see how good we are at picking these games. And, you know, used to be able to do it face to face, sitting there at the lunch table in high school. And so we'd get it done on Thursday or Friday. Looking at the point spreads in the newspaper, that's how long ago we started doing it. And then we get separated after high school, and he goes off and does his thing, and I do my thing. Yeah, but every weekend, we still make time. There's only a handful of weekends all these years that we haven't been able to take the time to make these picks with each other. And even then, you know, email comes along, and we email the picks to each other or text the picks to each other. But either way, we usually make the time to get the picks to each other. But usually it's the phone call. Usually we sit there Saturday night or sometimes Sunday morning, if that's, you know, the only time that we can get together. But we make the time. And so this is what the show is. This is what the podcast is. It's really the same conversations that we had, the same going over each and every game and breaking off in tangents, going off on random discussions about some other topic, sometimes to distract ourselves from the terrible game that we have to talk about, because as you know, not every game is a winner, but we pick every game on this show, and we've always picked every game. But that's the essence of the show, is us talking about it. And the only difference is now we have a time constraint to fit it into doing it on the podcast. I think we both kind of felt the pressure of sort of having to come up with something to say about every game, even though all of these games are complete dogs and you don't want to talk about, you know, Jets, Browns or something like that. But that's really the only difference is sort of forcing ourselves to talk about each game and trying to fit it into a specific time frame, because we would go off and talk for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, you know, just depending on if we had a lot to talk about, you know, catching up with each other in between picks and stuff like that. We would start a call at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday and not hang up until it's going on 1 in the morning. So we actually have to rein ourselves in doing this show a little bit, which is hard to imagine, but we can go. If you're a fan of this show for 7 years, you know, we can talk, we can absolutely make words happen. We are the kings of non sequitur for a reason, because we will go and then we'll take a right turn and go somewhere else, and you don't know where we're going. And a lot of times we don't know where we're going, but that's the fun of it. So that's why I'm not doing a full show. I thought about bringing on some different guests or somebody else, maybe not even a football fan, but just to have a different voice there. And in the end, I decided it wouldn't be the same, because it's not me and Jason doing our show and riffing on each other and going off of what each other says. And it's just a different vibe trying to do it with somebody else. I had the one podcast that I had to do without Jason back when he was medically unable to do the Oscar preview show, the preview show for the Academy Awards a couple of years ago. It was just me and Dave, the movie expert. That was fine because we weren't riffing on football. We were riffing on movies. And for that, Dave is the guy. That's why he's the movie expert. So that show worked out perfectly fine. But the idea of doing a football podcast with somebody else after 30 plus years of this phone call every weekend of me and Jason just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. So that's why I'm here. I made it a 15-minute show, more so for you, the listener, than anything else, because I can talk by myself, and I could have done the show with nobody for an hour or 2 hours talking about last weekend's football action and previewing the football that's coming up starting today. But I didn't want to put you through that, an hour or two of just me going on and on and on. You've gone through that. If you're a long-time listener of the podcast, you heard me have a podcast where I've basically gone on by myself. Either Jason dropped off one of our infamous phone connection issue shows, or, of course, there's always that show, that podcast that I had back when Prince died, the recording artist Prince. And and Jason was running late. I believe he was coming home from work late. So I told him, look, I'll start the show and I'll go on for a few minutes about Prince. And then you can break in and call in whenever you get there. And then we'll pick up and do what we were supposed to do, whatever that show was supposed to be. But I wound up going the entire hour with Jason sitting there on hold for most of that time, because he got there maybe 10 or 15 minutes after I started. But I had so much to say about Prince because that's how big influence he was. So that was me completely solo with Jason just sitting there in the background, probably with his eyes bugging out like, oh my God, this guy, you're going to shut up. I didn't expect to go that long, but I wound up going that long just because I had so much to say. So I can go on for hours and hours and hours, but I'm not going to do that. So yeah, it's just not the same with the station of the show is our football picks phone call that we've always had, and we just brought it over here into a podcast, and that's our history. Like us going back to 1989 when we first started picking games, when we were actually in school together, so we could actually do it face to face. But ever since we grew and went our own ways and got our own lives, we still have the time to get on the phone before the weekend, before the game started on Sunday. Like, sometimes it was actually on Sunday morning, and it just worked out that way. It's the only time we can make time. And we don't do that now because Jason has gotten married and gotten a family and all that good stuff. And he doesn't want to be in the middle of a show in the morning when his kids are probably looking for him and his wife's got breakfast going and stuff like that. He doesn't want to carve out 2 hours or 1 hour in the middle of a family morning to do the podcast. And I totally understand that. And I would carve out that hour and make my wife mad if I could do that, just because that's what we were doing anyway before. I would carve out the hour in the morning, whether I had somebody there or not. But we got different responsibilities now, and we're growing up and we're doing our own thing. And we got to make time for other people. And he's much better at that than I am. I probably don't prioritize my wife, quite frankly, as much as I should. But this really started this podcast thing as more me thinking, I would listen to sports talk radio which didn't even exist back when we started doing this, back when we were sitting around the lunch table in, at Whitney Young High School in Chicago. Go Dolphins, shout out. There was no sports talk radio until about the time we were in high school is when the first sports talk station came to Chicago. And I'm listening to this guy throughout the year, and I'm like, God, we're better than that now. Like, the stuff that me and Jason riff about and talk about and the chemistry that we have was completely natural because we've been best friends, second grade, first grade, and all this forced interaction that you hear on these sports shows and guys trying to sound funny and trying to act like that they can riff off what the other guy's saying, but they really aren't making sense. And I just thought, you know, we can do a podcast and we can do a sports talk show because we're better right now than all these jokers here. I'll tell you what, 7 years, I say it in the opening, in our seventh season, 7 years of doing a podcast has given me a much better appreciation for sports talk and what they have to do. It's hard. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. And there's so much preparation that goes into it. This rest stop that we're taking this week is welcome because just I don't have to go through every game and write down exactly what I would want to say and break down every game like that. So that's a rest just in itself, just not having to prepare a podcast. But it's difficult. And I go back and listen to every show I do eventually. And sometimes it's the next day, but sometimes I don't have a chance. But some during the week, I go back on their work and I listen to every show that we do. And I'm very hard on myself. I've never done a show in which I would give myself an A, ever. Because every time I hear myself kind of stutter or not sound like I'm sure of what I want to say, or every time me and Jason sort of overlap and talk over each other, which is not our fault necessarily, because there's a little bit of a delay from when we stop talking versus when we hear each other. It's maybe a half second or a full second delay. So it's not our fault. Sometimes we end up overlapping and talking over each other. But I'm very critical of myself. And when I hear all our shows, I just shake my head afterwards and go, it was fun. It sounded fun. It sounded like we were enjoying ourselves and having a good time, which is the point. But as far as like making a career out of this, man, I definitely don't feel the same that I did doing a podcast. I thought it was going to springboard and take me into a broadcasting career, and I'm not that deluded anymore. So we're doing it just for fun, which was really what we should have been doing it the whole time. And I think Jason does it for fun anyway. So this isn't something he thought was going to be a career, I don't believe. I think he was just doing it because I was suggesting, hey, we should do a podcast someday and sort of joking about it. So he's sort of on board, probably at the prompting of me. So with that, I want to thank Jason for all these years of doing this show with me and taking time away from his family. I really appreciate him making time to do this and preparing. And we do a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work. I want to thank everyone as a guest because to take time out for those that are in a podcast that listened to by a handful of people. I hope I don't forget anybody, but Tim, our buddy from grade school, the DC correspondent, has been on a couple times. Of course, the recurring guest, Dave, the movie expert, and Jerry, the wrestling expert. The commissioner of our baseball fantasy league, David Lewis, has been on a couple times. Really appreciate him. And of course, Football Fan Rush Radio, which is a different podcast here on the Blog Radio Networks, Renard and Cass. And the way we know those guys is Renard went to grade school with Jason and me. So just randomly out of nowhere is another guy that we went to school with. And we hadn't communicated at all since we got to grade school. But we start a podcast, and oh, look, there's a guy that's doing a football podcast too, and it's a guy that we all went to school with. So it was very crazy, the fact that they're also doing a podcast. They have a podcast, I believe, coming up this morning. So go find Football Fan Rush Radio and listen to them. And we will be back with our full show next weekend. Jason will be back, and I'll be here as well, which is the whole thing.